Welcome back to Joshua's Obvious Hour, the best obvious hour anywhere. I'm your host, Joshua Sibleys, and I wanted to retool the whole format of Joshua's Obvious Hour, you know, because the previous format sucked. Stunk, sorry, to those of you who object to the word suck. We're basically now gonna call it Joshua's Obvious Hour. Retooled! See how it works? Because I, you know, said it before, and that's what we're naming it. Like the creativity we use in our naming. Anyways, we have a new co-host here at Joshua's Obvious Hour. His name is Fred.
I'm telling you, that's not my name.
Shut up, Fred! Shut up! I didn't ask you. Anyway, Fred is here from Memphis, Texas, and he's here to help me with my podcasts from now on. Fred has an extensive background in podcast. Stop. Why aren't you wearing any pants?
I am wearing pants.
No, you're not. I can clearly see you're not wearing pants. So,
got my pants on, but they look like sneakers.
You were just waiting for an opportunity to use that song, weren't you?
Yeah, but it was totally appropriate, don't you think?
Well, you're not even wearing sneakers, so that could have been really funny if you just wore the right clothing. Whatever. Not that it matters, because it's not a video podcast, it's just audio, so you can only base what I'm saying off of what I'm... I mean, what we're seeing, of what we're saying. Pardon me. Anyway, so our topic for today was... Well, we really didn't have a topic. Fred, what do you think our topic should be?
How should I know? I'm just a co-host. God.
Okay, you don't need to be sarcastic, Fred.
That wasn't sarcasm. Stop calling me Fred. It's still not my name.
Shut up, Fred. Okay, I thought of a topic. Let's talk about iMessages. Recently in health class, we were learning about iMessages, and I think our group came up with a pretty funny one. Basically, an iMessage is when, you know, you're trying to say something to someone without hurting their feelings, like saying it as in what you're feeling, not accusing them of anything. Let me find the paper, because I think ours was really funny and you should want to hear it.
You guys do know that he's just, you know, crumpling a piece of paper in his hand and not actually looking for anything?
Shut up, Fred! Why do you always have to do this? God, all the other co-hosts and every other podcast don't have to step on other people's toes.
I'm sorry, I just thought the viewers would like to know that you're an idiot.
Thanks for ruining the magic for the younger viewers. Now they're gonna know that I'm just crumpling a piece of paper and not actually looking for anything. Some people... can't even talk to you right now. Let me just continue the podcast. Anyway, our iMessage was, I felt really hurt when you pushed me down the stairs when I wasn't looking because, you know, my punctured lung and broken ribs were very painful, and I'm bleeding, and I would like for you not to do that again, because it really hurt, and I would also like you to get me some immediate medical attention before I die. Isn't that funny? No? Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. Anyway, I guess it was more funny in the setting in which it was, you know, red, because everyone else was doing these serious ones on, like, boyfriends cheating on them, and we just did this one, this ridiculous one. Anyway, I guess that wasn't actually too funny. What else? We had some other funny things in our, health class, but I'm not even gonna get into them now, because, you know, Fred's over here whining.
I am not whining! Stop making up stories about me! Gosh, you're so mean. Goodness, I'm not whining, I'm not-
Well, what are you doing right now? You're whining. Yeah, exactly. No, don't even say anything. Don't. Sit down! Sit down! Well, Fred's being a baby, so, I guess that's the end of Joshua's Obvious Hour. See you later, people. You know, loyal fans. Love you. Yeah, keep on keeping on. Yo, homie. Homie G Biscuit. Yo. Anyway, I'll see you all later. And, if you made it through this whole podcast, you deserve a cookie. So, go buy some. Because I won't be providing you with any cookies. Next time on Joshua's Obvious Hour, there will be love, hate, deceit, mixed in with little comedy. No, I'm just kidding. We can't really afford any of that. So, it'll just be the normal, boring stuff we usually do. See you later. Bye.